The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
So I mentioned earlier, I wanted to chat about whether or not you peaked early in your life. Do you think that you did? So it was Jacaranda FM's birthday on Sunday, the 4th of May, and we share a birthday with a golfer who's been in the news quite a lot lately, Rory McIlroy. So Rory McIlroy also had his birthday on Sunday, and he turned 34. Sua. Rory McIlroy het so 2 weke gelede vir die eerste keer na 17 probeerslae by die Masters. 17 times he started. And that title just kept eluding him. Couldn't get it. And he started his career really, really young. And he was winning all of these other golfing Grand Slam type things and all these tournaments, but he just couldn't nail the Masters. And I'm sure he was asking himself at some point, have I peaked too soon? Is this Masters gonna elude me forever? So dis wat ek wil jou wil vra. Is dink jy, jy het vroeg gepeak? Did you peak in high school? Did you peak in varsity? Or is your peak still on its way? I think for me, especially in the industry that I find myself in, ek dink baie aan die feit dat ek uit die industrie verouder. And that I maybe peaked now, speaking to you here on Jacaranda FM, which is great because it's a great place to peak. But have I already peaked? Because I know I definitely didn't peak in high school and I definitely didn't peak in varsity. So that's what I want to chat about this afternoon. Did you peak early or is your peak of what you can accomplish and your potential? Is dit steeds op pad? Laat weet my, gesels saam op die WhatsApp line 0848 85 00 942. Is your peak still on its way? Or was there something that happened to you when you were younger that you were just like, you know what? Nothing in my life is ever going to top that. Have you peaked? Did you peak in high school? Did you peak in primary school? Did you peak at varsity? Or is your peak still waiting? We got some awesome messages through about whether people have peaked or not. Gerard is eintlik besig om deur die beste jare van sy lewe te leef.
Hi, speaking of peaking, I definitely didn't peak in high school. I definitely didn't peak in my 20s, but definitely gonna say between 33 and 40 was the best years.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds very good. Yolandi has got some great advice. I feel like this could be like, you know that Baz Luhrmann sunscreen song about don't, like, you know, when you're an adult, just remember the sunscreen and the little things don't matter. It's the bigger things that are mattering. Yolandi, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to release a track like that.
Ooh, Rosie, ek peak elke dag, heel dag, van die môre tot die aand, my hele lewe lank. I am living my best life. Ek is 'n gewone creditors clerk by 'n groot konstruksiemaatskappy, but I am super happy. Ek love my job, ek love my bosse, ek love my kollegas. Ek het beautiful kinders, 'n awesome man. I am peaking girl.
I love that. I love it. I absolutely love that, that she's just living her life. Dan het sy net ook gesê, sy is nou in haar 40s, sy geniet elke oomblik van haar lewe, sy het 'n lekker werk, sy is gesettel in terme van die gesin en die familielewe, and she wouldn't change where she is now for the world. We also got a message in from Jessica, who says she feels like she peaked too early. Oh. She started hairdressing at 16. She did 3 national competitions called World Skills SA, and in 2019 she took 3rd place. Now she feels like she's stuck. But I think it's exactly like what Louise was saying. Well, not Louise, Sanet. Like, it's kind of like a wipvangie. That's Monica wat het gesê, eigenlijk. Yeah. Like, you go up and you go down and you go up and you go down. And then you just find yourself somehow, right? Then we got an anonymous message in. Someone who studied nursing and then went on to do clinical management. And she's been working in the same job for 9 months. And she was offered then a management position at another place of work, and she says still feels like she's dreaming, but also how do you top that? Luckily, I love my job. I'm very happy for you, Anonymous. Did you peak? I think At about 10:02, I need to call someone who is going to surprise us all with how she peaked. That's coming up. But we've been talking about, did you peak early? And Louise sent a message through with some really interesting information about herself, but actually also some great advice about how to handle the kind of peaks and valleys of life.
What is that? So, I think I had peaked when I had 220 digits from PAI kon onthou in matriek. En toe gaan dinge aan en toe reach ek nog 'n piek in 'n karier en het weer 'n bietjie afgegaan en weer 'n bietjie opgegaan en dis wat ons moet onthou. 'n Berg is nie net een piek nie, dis eintlik die hele klomp dat jy heel bo kom. So, hoe gaan jy ooit weet dat jy het gepiek het as jy nie weet dat daar nog een op pad is?
So Louise is op die lyn. Louise, ek dink jy kan piek as 'n motivational speaker ook, want jy het baie goeie raad. Hoe gaan dit vir my reg?
Ag, ek gaan baie goed, dankie.
Welkom by The Drive with Rob and Roz. So, jou eerste gedeelte van die voice note is eintlik waar ek wil stilstaan. So, your advice was really great about life is peaks and valleys. You'll never know what other peaks you can hit if you keep at one point. I love that. But what I now want to test is how much or how many of those 220 digits of pi you still remember. Wanneer was jy in matriek as ek mag vra?
In 2012.
2012, so 13 jaar terug.
Ja,
okay,
ja.
Louise, ek het die decimals van pi hier oop op my laptop. Ek gaan nou vir jou rukkie gee. So 30 sekondes dalk om uit te kom by hoeveel van daai digits van pi jy kan onthou.
So, okay, ek dink dit is omtrent so 18, maar ek het hulle
okay. nog. So ek het hulle hier voor my. So if you're gonna, as jy dit verkeerd gaan kry, gaan ek jou pap. Okay.
Oh, yep.
No pressure. Okay. Is jy reg?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
3,141592653589323. Dis sover ek om onthou.
What? What?
As ek ontdek in die calculator, dan gee jy vir my uitgelyk aan pi.
Jy is ongelooflik. Baie dankie, Louise. Dit het my nou so lekker laat lag. En dankie vir die raad ook. Ek dink jou voice note was een van die bestes wat ons gekry het vanmiddag.
Okay.
Bye, lekker middag.
No, I actually just wanted to find out from Louise if she's some kind of a genius or if she just memorized it. Like, I mean, it sounds like 200 places. I don't think that's just like parrot fashion learning. You must be some kind of actuarial scientist or something.
Yeah, 220 digits of pi. Very impressive.